Good morning. Welcome into the Friday Feature Interview of the Week from WNCW. I'm your host, Paul Foster. We're going to spotlight this week Rutherford County's North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. And that brings our guests to the microphone who are in studio with me today, the director, Jeff Bradley, and horticulture agent, Hannah Bundy. Guys, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Jeff, let's start with you. If I was to come up to you and say, what does our local extension service do on a regular basis, week by week, what is the ongoing mission?
So the purpose of North Carolina Cooperative Extension is to serve the citizens of Rutherford County, not just Rutherford County, every county of North Carolina, including the eastern band of the Cherokee Indians. It's a partnership between North Carolina State University, North Carolina A&T State University, and every county of North Carolina. And what we do is we take research from both of those universities as well as other land-grant universities across the country, and we bring that research to our citizens to help them improve the quality of their lives. My area is livestock. Hannah is our horticulture agent, so she takes horticultural research and brings it to the people here. We have a family consumer science agent who helps individual families with their health and nutrition, their wellness. I mean, we have 4-H. It's the largest youth organization in the world. It's a big deal. It's been around for about 105, 106 years.
Hannah, let me bring you in. Say someone makes a call to the Extension Service. What is maybe one of the most frequent type of calls you guys would get, especially maybe as we're headed towards springtime?
So during springtime, we get a lot of calls about what's going to be in season coming in spring, where people can find those products locally. And then also I get a lot of calls about fire ants and how to make sure that prevention for fire ants is on everyone's minds and how to handle that. And then also pruning questions.
You bring up fire ants. I've had my own battles with them. Keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, because boy, those things are pesky. And Jeff, I understand there's a series of workshops that'll be coming up. Tell us about those.
Coming up immediately next week is just the Rutherford County Cattlemen's Association annual meeting. It's the largest gathering of the cattle producers in Rutherford County each year. It'll be next Thursday at the Rutherford County Extension Center at 6 p.m. And if any of the cattlemen haven't registered, hadn't RSVP'd, they need to do that so we can have enough food for everybody. It's $10 for the meal, $10 for an annual membership. We have a scholarship auction, too. We provide scholarships for students going to a 2 or 4-year institution in the field of agriculture with an emphasis placed on animal science because we're cattle producers. But so we always auction off a lot of good items to raise money for that scholarship. So that'll be a big part of that meeting as well.
Yeah, that's wonderful, by the way.
So, and then coming up in toward the end of April, we have an equine workshop. It's going to be over in Polk County at Cotton Patch Farm. Focused around forages, which is grass. The foundation of any good livestock farm is grass. We constantly strive to help our producers learn how to manage that grass in an effective way to make them a more profitable operation. So we'll be talking a lot about renovating pastures after all this rain and mud. Fire ants will also be a topic because a lot of equine people, cattle people, deal with fire ants. So that also will be a topic at the equine workshop. We also have two more workshops coming up that we don't have dates for. They're regional workshops across western North Carolina, and we have to coordinate with all the other livestock agents to get our dates set. But one of those is a pastured pork workshop. We do know the location. It'll be held here in Rutherford County at the Rutherford County Livestock Educational Facility. Once we get that date set, we'll be sure to send that out. The other workshop is a small ruminant workshop that deals with sheep and goats. Again, that workshop's going to be centered all around forages. Date not set, location is set. It'll be over in Polk County in Columbus at the farm of Rafael Bravo.
You're listening to the Friday Feature on WNCW. Our guests this morning are Jeff Bradley and Hannah Bundy from our local North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service here in Rutherford County. Hannah, let's move to you now. There's a number of upcoming events that you're helping oversee, and tell us about the first one that's coming up before the end of March, and I believe has to do with fruit.
Does. So the Extension Office is having a 4-H small fruit sale, and orders are due to the office by March 16th. We're going to have blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, grapes, muscadine, strawberries, and apple trees, as well as special orders. If anyone has anything else, such as a pear or a fig that you're wanting specifically, the whole program is to raise money for the 4-H program in Rutherford County. So it all goes back to 4-H'ers to help with funding summer camps and other summer experiences for them. So it's a good cause, and our pickups will be the 25th and 26th of this month. So it's coming up soon. Orders are available to be placed on our website and then also at our office in Spindale.
There's a symposium as well, correct?
So then on April the 4th, the Rutherford County Master Gardeners are hosting the Spring Garden School Symposium, and our theme this year is Carolina Grown. So we're going to be talking about all things Carolina, with the focus on all levels of gardeners, but primarily home gardeners. So we're thinking people wanting to learn about vegetable production, fruits that can grow well in their home yards, any kind of conifers that they might be wanting to grow. We're going to have a daylily hybridizing class. We're having Chris Smith from the Utopian Seed Project as our keynote, and he'll be sharing about new and unusual vegetables and fruits that can be grown at home.
And I heard you say new and unusual. I want to learn more about what that unusual might include later
on. So we've got some tropical roots that he'll be talking about.
Oh, okay. And also quickly tell us about a breakfast that takes place. What is it? Is it a monthly breakfast?
And we'll have one as well on April the 8th. So they're the second Wednesdays of the month at the Farm Bureau office in Rutherford County at 7 in the morning. So a little bit of an early morning. But we have coffee and we have free breakfast sourced from local farms. So you get a nice local breakfast. And then we have educational speakers. So our next breakfast will have David Hislop and Rob Burbank from the Rutherford Farmers Market and Main Street Market down in Rutherfordton, talking about some exciting things coming up for the spring and summer season.
You guys have got a lot going on. Jeff, if somebody wanted to reach out and ask you folks some additional questions and just keep up with what's going on, what are some of the ways they could do so? I know you're out there online on the internet.
Definitely pick up the phone, call us at 828-287-6010. That's our main line. Our administrative assistants will forward the caller to the appropriate person. We also have a website. Go to ces.ncsu.edu to find out all the events that are going on locally here in Rutherford County.
No matter what county you're in across the Carolinas today, know more about your local extension service, and many of them are working hand in hand to help one another. And we got a good one right here in Rutherford County, and we want to thank Jeff and Hannah for being with us today to talk all about it. That's the Friday feature on WNCW. Our podcast of the show are also available online at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.